This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hey, check it out. Beers and shots going down Saturday. Legion Tap Room starting at 1 o'clock. You haven't got your vaccination shot and are interested, show up. We got 150 of them. And we'll give you a free beer when you're done.
Woo!
That's the deal right there. The first 150 people who show up will receive their vaccine, plus a yummy Men's Room Red or any other Legion beer. You can have one in the tap room if you want, as long as the situation allows, if there's enough room social distancing-wise. If not, you can take an ice cold beer home with you as well. We partnered up with the Washington State Department of Health and a Legion for beers for shots. So come on down if you can. If you don't have an appointment yet, you've been thinking about getting a shot, stay about 1 o'clock or so, we'll get things underway. But just first come, first serve, pretty much, and you can get vaccinated. All the details are at KISW.com. On a question, no details needed. Where's the strangest, riskiest, or most unusual place that you made the sexy time? And here come those emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Guys, regarding a woman who called and said she had a couple on the side because she was in an open relationship with her husband, a friend of mine told me at one time that he and his ex-wife had also been in an open relationship. He just didn't know. That from Hank. A guy's the riskiest place I've made love was a movie theater when my wife and I were the only ones in there. We went to see a movie for her birthday, ended up being the only one watching the flick. That from Luke. Guys, got two, both during my time in Eastern Sierras with my hot Russian ex in my inflatable boat between the trees on June Lake Beach with a bunch of people around. Somehow went unnoticed, though it was a rather large boat. A solo in the McDonald's in Mammoth Lakes for a sample to make sure my vasectomy took. Twice. Here's the summer, fellas. Do you want to guess who that is who mentions his hot Russian ex-girlfriend?
Who?
Bacon.
Oh, right, right, right.
Booze, buds, and bitches. Bitches, I've got two places I consider the weirdest or best places I've ever made it. The first was a sky ride at the Puyallup Fair. It was a quickie, but we got it in. Then let the condom underneath the seat on the ride. Left it in. Second was the red tube in front of the Science Center downtown. We climbed up one night and got busy.
Huh.
Oh, the good old days. Keep up the chaos, gentlemen. That from Pork. As we move on to the birthday requests, Ola bitches, today is our youngest son Avery's 4th birthday. We listen to you guys all daily. Can we get Goofy giving him some bad advice on not going to bed? Not going to bed.
Well, guys, it's kind of tough to ask old Goofy that question, because my parents, my mom was a bitch, but literally, but she would say, Goofy, go to bed, or you're going to be in the doghouse. I said, we're dogs. That's where I live.
Bitches, I want to wish my youngest son, Ethan, a happy 11th birthday. I love it so much and so proud of Ethan. Can I get a Wendy Williams fart, a fish sandwich montage, and Miles giving an 11-year-old something inspirational?
Oh, boy.
Thanks, guys. That from Trucker Tony.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon. And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
So you don't want a fish sandwich?
Mm-hmm. Got it that time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Ethan, you're 11 here. Ethan, Remember, family is important. The memories of my family outings are still some of the best memories I've ever had and a source of strength to me. I remember we all pile into the car. I forget what kind of car it was, and then we drive, and I'm not exactly sure where we'd go, but I think there were some trees, and we smelled something in the air. I remember a bigger, older guy we called Dad. He was there, too. We eat some stuff, and then I think we all went home. I guess some things, like these memories, they never leave you.
Okay, what else we got?
Guys, it's my 23rd birthday. Can I get an inspirational quote from Miles and some thrill shotgun gets? Keep on rocking that from Levi.
I got another one here. All right, Levi's 23. Okay. Levi, when I was 23, there was a house on our block that we thought was haunted because you'd hear people screaming inside all the time and because the people who went in never came out. Then we laughed and laughed and laughed when we found out it was just a murderer's home.
Get!
Guys, want to give a birthday shout-out to my husband, Dennis. He's 35 years old today. Could you please play him some turtle wax and an old-fashioned fish sandwich? With lots of love from the wife, the boys, and the girls.
Too early to get a fish sandwich? Fish sandwich?
Someone texted in. They said, hey, man, Goofy was a cow. Not a dog. No, Goofy is, in fact, a dog. In fact, when he originally appeared in Disney, he was known as Dippy Dog.
Mm-hmm. Guys, my husband is 39 years old today, and he just had to have his biceps screwed back into his forearm. So I'm going to cheer him up. Can you please wish Ryan, a.k.a. Rhino, a.k.a. Fat Bald Pimp, a very happy birthday from his wife? Maybe give him your penis is too small.
That's from Mallory.
What happening, gentlemen? Today is my baby brother's 39th year of being mom and dad's third favorite child. I'm starting to feel sorry for him. After all, he's doing his best at walking upright and chewing gum at the same time. It's a miracle. I think he deserves a birthday shout-out from the men's room. So, could he get an original fish sandwich or your penis is too small? And, Miles, do you have any inspirational words of wisdom? That from mom and dad's favorite child, Ken.
Too early to get a fish sandwich?
Your penis is too small!
Okay, Ethan, here you go.
Ethan, if you were a cowboy and you're dragging a guy behind you on your horse, I bet it would really upset you and make you mad if you look back and the guy was casually reading a magazine. Guys, I'm assuming my wife didn't send you an email, so can I get the dirty German giving her a guilt trip for forgetting and maybe a Pat Sajak with a D and a Ray Lewis time to take off the leash? Right. Thanks, guys. That's from Billy in Stamping Ground, Kentucky.
She wants a D and she's going to get one.
It's time to take off the leash.
Yeah, how is it that you forget your own husband's birthday? Here's one simple request. Hey, can you send an email to the men's room so that I can hear my birthday? And I'll start laughing. But no, you would not do that. And for that, you're going to have a very unpleasant night watching me have sex with your husband, whether he wants me to or not.
Guys, it's my brother from a different mother, Perez's 46th birthday. Great dad, awesome friend. Can you hook him up with, let's see here, Alan Thick, uh-oh, look out, and Al hitting the window, and the dirty German talking about how adventures from a wheelchair ride from the casino floor to the hotel room isn't an embarrassing matter when you've had a great night of drinking. Thanks, guys. That from his brother, Crunch.
Uh-oh, look out.
Yeah, that is one of the best reasons to be in a wheelchair, because you have had too much to drink. I figured you'd end up in a wheelchair tonight with me, because I plan on breaking your hips.
All right, guys, here you go! Happy, happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you!
Yaz a Dirty German is brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less!
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Tina Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck to some degree, but it's up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you follow KISW on Twitter, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed, and we'll be zipping around a bit. We'll be in Florida, because Florida always shows up. We'll head to Pennsylvania as well. And one of these stories, actually, we covered a few weeks ago, or just last week on this very program. And I'll start with that, in which case, this is a quote from one of the policemen in Florida that says, quote, "I've seen some crazy stuff, but this is definitely up there." Again, this according to a Florida deputy at the Indian River County Sheriff's Office.
where he was in pursuit of a suspect that started with a traffic incident and ended with the man hurling his two-month-old baby at said deputy. Now, police started following the suspect after he failed to pull over, despite the sirens indicating that he should do so. He then led law enforcement on a 40-minute chase during which he hit a vehicle, avoided roadblocks, and drove over a tire deflation device, or as we call them, spikes. Anyway, his car was ultimately surrounded outside of an apartment building, and dash cam video notes that, quote, as we approach the suspect, a woman is heard yelling, "He's got a baby!" Well, that's when the man in question exited the car, turned around, and with no regard, and they say not a little toss, it was an overhand throw. He threw his two-month-old baby at the police officer from 6 feet away. Now, luckily, the police officer did catch the child, and the suspect was tackled by law enforcement. The cop says, quote, it was kind of awkward. I couldn't chase him. I couldn't tackle him. Not a whole lot I could do because he had the baby. Well, the suspect is being held without bond on charges of aggravated child abuse. That's when he threw the baby at the cop, Miles. Aggravated battery of an officer, a firefighter, and an EMT. Felony flee and lewd, reckless driving, resisting arrest. Good news, the child was uninjured. But again, you get out of the car, you're surrounded by cops, you take your two-month-old and throw it at a cop like a football.
You get the idea his weekend visitation is gone.
I think it might be. And now we move up to Pennsylvania, where as police prepared to take a man into custody with the aid of a stun gun, this man used his 11-year-old son, not as a projectile, but as a human shield, in an attempt, obviously, to prevent officers from shocking him. When state troopers arrived at the residence with an arrest warrant for Daniel Taylor, the 35-year-old defendant was not prepared to surrender. According to cops, Taylor was found hiding in the home's attic, where he refused police commands to surrender. Instead, he held his child, who was crying and frightened, in front of him as a shield to prevent the taser from being deployed. When officers sought to pull the boy from his grasp, Taylor struggled with him as he continued to hold his son in place while ignoring police demands to release the child. Now, an initial attempt to stun Taylor failed when the device accidentally deployed against another state trooper, but a second attempt was successful, which allowed the cops to place Taylor in custody.
Okay.
He was charged with everything you think he was charged with, and now we have a different kind of parent-child relationship. A 64-year-old woman and her 43-year-old son, they're facing criminal charges, Miles, after they were caught having sex on the couch of their Massachusetts home. Cheryl DeVoy and her son, Tony, they've been charged with incest, this in connection with a late-night encounter. Now, during an arraignment, both of them pleaded not guilty to the felony count. So they plead not guilty, but they do admit to having sex. The son's wife told police that she walked in on her husband having sex with his mother on the living room couch. The woman said both of the boys were naked and that the mom was on top.
Oh, my God.
Now, during police questioning, LaVoy's reportedly admitted to consensual sex, with both claiming it was their first time together. Quote, I don't want to talk about it. I made a mistake, and I'm embarrassed enough as it is. That's from the son, Tony LaVoy. Says, yes, we did have sex. It just happened. Now, when asked how it, quote, just happened, the boy said he was playing a video game in the living room when his mother just started to kiss and have sex. Now, Cheryl, the mother, told cops, quote, I was on top of my son on the couch, and they were caught by Tony's wife. But Cheryl explains that, quote, myself and my son have gotten a lot closer over the last few months, and we just had sex after we were kissing. Now, asked if she had removed her own clothes, she replied, no, we took off each other's clothes. Now, according to the police department report, Tony did not appear nervous or upset about having sex with his mother. Quote, it appeared to me that Tony was more embarrassed about getting caught by his wife. Now, the boys, each of whom is free on personal recognizance bond, they face a maximum of 20 years in jail if convicted of incest. But Tony, he's a true mother effer.
Okay.
So there you go. Three stories. We have the guy that he used his two-month-old as a projectile and threw it at the cop, trying to get away from cops. We have the guy that used his 11-year-old son as a human shield and and his attempt to avoid getting tased. And then we have a 64-year-old mom and a 43-year-old son making a beast with two backs. But it got broken up when the daughter-in-law caught her husband having sex with his mom.
I'm going to say that the man in Pennsylvania who used his 11-year-old son as a human shield, he sucks the most.
Agreed.
The reason
barely.
He traumatized his kid.
Well, that's what I said to Mike. I said, you know, one of the differences.
Like, look, this kid's crying. This kid's upset. It's a situation that he would never think to be in, and now he's in the middle of it for absolutely no reason.
But he's going to remember.
This is something that he will always remember, and I feel terrible for that kid. The 64-year-old woman and the 43-year-old son, it is consensual. It is illegal. They were two adults doing what they wanted to do, but that doesn't make it any better for the wife that walked in. That's just absolutely disgusting. Obviously, the punishment involved for that crime is that high for a reason. So believe it or not, I'm going to say that the two-month-old son who was thrown at the officer, who caught the baby, all right, granted, you do not throw a two-month-old child, but the officer caught the baby, and the most important thing is, at 2 months old, this kid will never have to deal with his father for a long period
sure.
of time. So I think that's a blessing in disguise to some degree, because this guy was involved in a high-speed chase with his kid already in the car. I doubt the kid was strapped in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then that's what he does to his kid. He does not deserve to be a parent. So I'm going to say that just based on the fact that the two-month-old was uninjured and will never remember this, that that story sucks the least.
See, I disagree. I disagree about the Pennsylvania dude sucking the most. But I'm going to say mom and son in Massachusetts, like, look, they're adults. It's illegal. You can argue whether it should
be. They were also in their home.
They're in their home. They agreed to. I mean, look, it is so disturbing. I mean, the more I read through the story, I'm getting all skeeved out. But in the end, I go like, look, the only thing it did is lead to a divorce, right? If you want to arrest him for it, arrest him for it. I don't care. Right. But a 2-month-old kid, it's a 2-month-old kid. And I know the kid didn't get hurt, but the idea, this particular guy, he didn't care if the kid got hurt. The kid just happened to not get hurt.
This is back to my original argument. Being from West Virginia, I cannot say that the incest sucked the least. Even though I completely agree with you, I have to take a stand on this. I can't, because I'm not.
I mean, look, you want to have sex with your mom wants to have sex with you. It's not something I would do, but, you know, I just think it's better than throwing your kid.
If you follow us on Twitter at 999KISW, the debate continues on who sucks less. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
99.9 KISW. Yay! You're in the men's room.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, the New York Times pulled an article that they had published yesterday from Pulitzer Prize-winning author Joe Schmo about the discovery of watermelons on Mars.
Joe Schmo
was the author of that particular article.
Schmo.
You guys know Joe Schmo?
No.
Yes, the Pulitzer Prize winning.
Absolutely. He's written several great articles. Mm-hmm. And this was his piece about the origins of watermelons actually come from Mars.
Oh, of course they do. Everyone knew that. That's why they pulled it. Like, of course they come from Mars. Where else would watermelon come from?
Exactly.
People will believe anything.
They will. And I think they had to pull it because it was submitted by accident. I think he was goofing off, and then someone submitted it by accident.
It says a lot about the editor.
Yeah.
Do you read the stuff that you put in there?
Exactly. Technically, this is the New York Times. They need to be putting out factual stuff, or if they're not, put a satirical label on it. I'll get that. But at the same time, this is why we question news.
Well, the other thing is, I would just think about the headline alone, it would be flagged.
Right.
Right. There's a lot of misinformation, a lot of garbage floating around right now. But like watermelons on Mars, I think most of us could agree.
Where's your fact checker
this
now?
This is BS.
Right. A woman in South Africa claims to have given birth to 10 babies from the same natural pregnancy. So no IVF, so nothing
record,
like that.
The record was just broken at 9.
Yeah.
Two or 3 months ago.
Right. And so they're trying to verify it, because if it is true, then yes, she did in fact break a record.
Are you happy to have that record?
No.
Yeah. I mean,
like, I'm a man and I'm not happy to have
that. If you get like a litter of, you know, puppies or kittens, I mean, you like, you ask your friends, like, you want one of these?
Right.
You know, I wonder if she does that. Like, hey, take this one.
We can keep two of them.
Hey, look, man, I'll keep 8. You keep 2.
No, I will keep 2.
We're all good.
And I will give 8 away.
Does that mean you as a dude or a sharpshooter, or you as a woman just have like the most fertile soil ever?
That's just fertile soil. You don't know, he's just laying down the Scots like anybody else, man.
Right.
But that's about the fertility of the field.
Goodness gracious. Again.
Or he had like one individual 10-headed sperm.
Right. You're procreating to, you know, ideally have one. Maybe we'll have some more in the future, but you know, let's go ahead and go for one right here. And then it just, twins is like, oh, dang, well, we're not prepared for this, but that's okay. You know what? We're going to buck up. We're going to do it. Triplets is even like, wow, this is interesting.
But we can do this.
Beyond
it's
that.
It's amazing that they're all healthy, to be honest with you.
Amen to that, man. No. Absolutely. But just, I'm thinking 4 all the way up to 10. I'm terrified at this point.
Yeah,
I didn't want more than 3.
You're terrified with 1.
Yes.
You've never had one before.
Right.
By the time you get to the second one, you're like, just put Cheerios in the crib.
You fall on
the
steps, you're right.
Right.
You brush know how it off. Brush it off.
You know how you know that you don't know what you're doing when you have 1? Put all that same fear into 10.
You don't know what you're doing. You make it up as you go along.
Right.
I mean, honestly, you're just like, feed them, change a diaper, just start with that crap.
That situation takes a village. Grandma, get in here. I need help.
No. I mean, look, you're never going to get a babysitter. Like, no. I'm not watching I'm not watching 10 kids.
I would have to charge
$1,000 an hour to watch your kids.
God, can you imagine Disneyland? That ain't happening. That's a doggone field trip. Hershey's has a new fruity cereal Kit Kat bar.
Fruity cereal Kit Kat. I'm not a big fruity
cereal
guy.
I like Kit Kat the way it is. Yeah, me neither.
I agree with you.
You like fruity pebbles. Is it fruity pebbles?
Fruity Pebbles I do like.
Okay.
All the other ones I don't like. I don't like Fruit Loops.
I'm with him, though. The savory candies, I don't know if they should be fruity.
No, I do not believe they should be.
Actually, cereal is one of the few places where I don't mind fruit. Like bananas or strawberries.
You don't like fruity candies?
Blueberries. No, not at all.
Not like gummy bears or Starburst or anything like that?
No, I don't like them.
Any of that.
Man.
Yeah.
Love a good cherry-flavored candy.
See, that's what's great about the split in my home, right? So as far as traditional chocolate candy bars go, it's me and my daughter. All that fruity stuff, the Skittles and the gummy crap, that's my wife and my son.
I know,
and
I like it.
Like, you have at it.
That's right. Introduce them to Sweet Tart Ropes. Those are fantastic.
Chocolate I can't turn down.
You know what he did discover?
Mike and Ike's.
As far as, he discovered Cookie Crisp.
Attaboy.
I don't know when it was purchased, but I asked him the other day if he was hungry. And he says, can I get a bowl of cereal? I said, yeah, because they've been hunkering down on Cheerios from day one, right? So my daughter goes, oh, he's probably going to ask for Cookie Crisp. I said, well, we don't have any. They said, yes, we do. And I'm like, where the hell did this come from? Then I found out a couple of days ago that he has finally discovered my Cinnamon Toast Crisp.
How did you find out?
I don't know. But he had a smile on his face, and he said, Dad, I know something you have, and I'm thinking, it's going to be drugs, it's going to be anything. And he says, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'm like, did you have something? He doesn't like them.
Oh, good.
Whoa.
Oh.
Whoa.
Damn.
So I told him he doesn't have to move.
That is the thinnest bullet dodged ever.
Oh, dude, I was so pissed when he told me. I was.
Like, what?
How dare you?
What do you mean you know about Cinnamon Toast? I don't care if you find my porn. I don't care. Like, what?
That is dad cereal. A woman checked a pool noodle as her baggage while going on vacation.
That tells you all you need to know about that vacation.
Show me a good one.
I saw this video on the TikToks, and she watched this thing all the way through. They actually put the tag on the doggone noodle. They watched it go down the ramp. She's in there in the plane with the camera out the window, and it's going up and into the plane, just a straight-up noodle. Everybody's making fun of it as it's going by.
Tell you what, it'll be the easiest baggage claim ever.
Yes!
First of all, stop buying black bags. And I'm only saying that because I have one. Also, stop tying red ribbons on your black bag. Everyone because a lot of the suitcases people have look the same, right?
Sure.
For obvious reasons. It's a suitcase. What do you care? So they have the standard, like, black suitcases, like the smaller ones, right? And they all come spitting out of the baggage claim, and everyone keeps grabbing everyone else's bag.
Right.
But then people are like, ha-ha, if I tie a red ribbon, well, then when I look at my bag, I'll know it's mine. And then, like, 15 of those come out.
Exactly.
Not only that, but I'm not necessarily a big shopper, but when I go other places, I'll tend to buy clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like anything else. When I go see my uncle in Florida, there's 5 black T-shirts in a bag. Everything's black. You know what I mean? And I get down there to Happy Town, And he's like, Jesus, man, why are you so sad? I'm like, that's just what people wear in Seattle.
Yeah, that's how we roll.
Then I buy a couple like t-shirts at a bar that are like, you know what I mean, turquoise,
yeah,
whatever. That way I can blend.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like actually, people who buy a bathing suit before they get to the beach.
I saw a photo of one guy that actually photoshopped his face onto his bag. Like, it was one of those big plastic bags.
I've seen that, yeah.
And then he printed his entire face on that bag.
Yeah. I know you've never been to Hawaii, Mike, but if you go to Hawaii, there are so many bathing suit stores, right?
Sure.
But someone will go and try on 5 different bathing suits before they go to Hawaii. All they have to do is get there.
And buy it.
And then they have 9 million more options.
On your way to the beach.
On a place
there's a hut that just sells them right there.
And they're good. Like, they're quality stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And you can buy a really nice bathing suit once you get there. But it's like, you know, like, you're not going to go buy a really nice bathing suit in Anchorage.
No.
Right. But what you could get is a really nice wool coat.
You ever got to Crazy Shirts in Hawaii?
Crazy Shirts.
Love Crazy Shirts. They have some of the best designs on there.
Wait, that's the name of the place?
Crazy Shirts, yeah.
And it's in Hawaii?
Oh, yeah. No. They're all over the place in Hawaii. They're very, very comfortable shirts. They use a lot of recycled material. There was one that was, like, out of recycled money. There was recycled volcanic ash.
Damn.
There was...
Well, use what you have when you're on an island.
Exactly, man. There was, like, one that was... It smelled like Kona coffee. Like, I still have that tank top. They're great shirts, by the way.
Does it still smell like coffee?
No.
Okay.
There's a new air freshener. Speaking of spells, there's a new air freshener out in the world, Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
I saw that today. I don't know specifically what it smells like. And at first, I was about to insult it. Then I thought, that's not the worst smell.
It's not the worst smell.
A Coca-Cola, a Sprite, you know what I mean? Like,
no, it's not.
If it had to smell like a food product, you go, soft drink is probably a solid way to go.
But you guys know how I am when it comes to making something smell like something that I can't get to. I'm a fat dude. I love food. I love drinks. I love soda. Don't make me smell things that I can't have.
I don't like things that smell like potential food.
Right.
So even
even
if it's an apple scented candle,
right,
or vanilla,
right,
or any of that stuff,
sugar cookies,
whatever. I just would rather. I mean, I'd rather smell like whatever fresh linen or whatever they're going to call it, winter,
right,
made up than an winter actual food. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I hate around the holidays when everybody has, ooh, buy the gingerbread cookie smell.
Pumpkin, whatever.
Yeah, because I get pissed. Because it ends up in my home, and then I walk inside after walking the dog or something going, smells like cookies, and oh, she must be making, no, she's not making cookies. She lit a doggone candle, and now I'm pissed because I want cookies, and I can't have cookies now because
so
they're not on the way.
It's weird to me how people, I'm just not a big scented candle guy. I don't care for the most part, but people are so serious about the time of year you can light certain scents,
yes,
right?
Oh,
so, like,
yeah,
if they didn't get to their pumpkin candle during the holidays, that thing sits there until next year, right? If you're just like, hey, man, we need a candle, it's just like, no! The pumpkin one!
To me, it's just like beer. You know what I mean? It's 95 degrees. The last thing you want is a stout. Or a port.
Right.
Or a big, heavy, double IPA.
I crushed a pumpkin beer last night,
it did
feel weird.
Yeah, it feels out of sorts. You know, it's not that it's not good, it's just that I like all those beers. It's just...
Exactly.
It seems like the wrong time of the year.
Seasonal.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's like mashed potatoes for 4th of July.
Oh.
And a roast. It's like, it's not that that's not good.
Roast and mashed potatoes.
It's not that it's not good. It's just, it doesn't kind of fit the time.
The brand, I'm going to screw this up, Balenciaga. Is now selling stiletto Crocs.
I'm glad I heard this, because somebody had texted in yesterday. It just said, I thought this was a joke, stiletto Crocs, right?
Right.
And I had no idea what they're talking about, so... Balenciaga, they are an exceptionally expensive...
not anymore.
...designer, brand, whatever you want to call it. And I only know this, my first wedding anniversary, there was this purse in the window of a store. And every time we walked by it, it was a Pacific place, right? So every time we walked by it, my wife's like, God, that's a really cool looking purse. I made a mental note of this, right? And because I'm trying to be, like I said, it's first wedding anniversary, so you still care. So I'm trying to remember this. And I'm like, ha-ha, I'm going to buy this thing on my way to work because Pacific Place was real close. So I roll in there one morning. I'm all ready to go. And first, I had to explain what it looked like because I don't know the designer. But I saw the similar hardware on a different person. I said, look, it's this color, but it has that hardware. And she goes, oh, that's Balenciaga. I'm like, don't care. She had to go down to the storerooms. This takes like 20 minutes. She comes up. She rang that thing up, and I could feel the blood drain from my face. I'm not even going to tell you how much it cost. I could not believe, because I said, it's just the bag, right? I mean, it's a hollow pouch, man. She's like, yep. So I bought it, took the hit, but I will say, I walked into work, and I'm still a little shell-shocked from this experience, because to me, it's a goddamn purse, right? So Jolene works here at the time, and I go, Jolene, man, is this thing any good? Jolene looked at me and said, you just scored big. I said, okay.
That's all she said. I better get score big.
And when I handed it to my wife, she actually got a tear in her eye and said, thank God. I said, because I was crying earlier.
An annual report called the Over-the-Counter Guide lists the top products pharmacists recommend for things like headaches, allergies, and everything else. Right. And we do have this year's top 10 picks for the 10 different ailments or other things that you might encounter. So if you guys have a headache, you've got an allergy, you need relief.
Sure.
What are you guys going to go after? What are your go tos there for curing that ailment?
Typically aches and pains and headaches. I do Advil, gel cap Advil.
All right. If it's aches and pains, milligram. I'll do Advil. If it's a headache, Excedrin is my friend.
I like it. Okay, so here are the top 10 things pharmacists recommend. Number 10 is the best hand sanitizer. What would you guys go as far as hand sanitizers? What's your brand?
I don't know. I don't know. Around. Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't really
probably Kirkland brand.
The big one is Purell.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Everybody seems to get Purell. It's just kind of the name brand that goes around. It's almost kind of the word associated with any kind of hand sanitizer.
Q-tip for a cotton swab.
Exactly. Right? Number 9, the best over-the-counter option for acne. What would you guys go there?
Stridex,
okay.
That's what I was rocking.
I did the...
Oxycutum.
I did the Proactive. And that stuff worked for me. I know it didn't work for other people, but it worked like a charm for me. It cleared me right up. But your pharmacist recommends Differin gel?
How do you spell it?
Differin. D-I-F-F-E-R-I-N. Differin gel.
All right. The reason I asked, my daughter is getting to that point.
There it is.
Yep.
Need to hit the counter.
She is starting to smell. She's getting little boobs, and she's getting zits.
All right. Cool.
No, not all right.
Top things pharmacists recommend for the best pregnancy test.
Oh.
Now that I would not know.
I have no idea.
Patience.
Celibacy?
First response.
I don't remember, like, what brand we bought. Just basically, it said pregnancy test, and we bought, like, 8 of them.
Pretty much. You just kind of look for whatever.
Pee on every stick they give you.
How about the best multivitamins? What brand would you go for when it comes to multivitamins?
One a day.
Centrum?
I would go one a day as well, but Miles, you nailed it. Centrum is the pharmacist recommended multivitamin. How about if you get the flu? What would you guys get if you got the flu?
Theraflu did some good.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the only one I can really think of.
That's the only one I know.
For me, I just do water and sleep, but yes, you nailed it. Theraflu is the pharmacist recommended.
It's also a suppressant.
What would pharmacists recommend for coughs?
Robitussin.
That was always what I rocked when I was a kid.
That was my entire life.
Right?
Or the Vicks liquid stuff.
The cough
Vicks.
Drops, probably. The
shot of whiskey.
Drops.
Actually, nowadays, I go for the shot of whiskey.
A cough suppressant called Delsim that comes in an orange box. And number one for kids is Dimetapp.
Dimetapp?
Dimetapp, yes.
Dimetapp.
The problem with the Dimetapp is that they... Look, when I was growing up, I hated taking any kind of over-the-counter medicine because it was limited to red and black. Red tasted medicinal, black tasted like death. My father always got the black stuff. And it was horrible, right?
Cough syrup.
So now they make things, it's grape and cherry, and there was a point when the kids were younger, it's like, you're not sick, stop asking for the medication.
Right.
Like, make it taste like ass, because that way kids will only really come to you when they're sick. Because
I was starting to wonder, like, did they make it taste like garbage so that we didn't just start chugging this stuff?
I don't know. I mean, but they have all these flavors. It's like picking a Kool-Aid flavor, you know?
Exactly. What would a pharmacist recommend for the best thing as the best thing for bug bites or bee stings?
Bug bites or bee stings?
Bug bites or bee stings.
Was it cortisone? Was that the stuff everybody used?
Calamine lotion?
Calamine lotion is a product called Afterbite.
That makes sense.
That's a good name.
Thank goodness I don't know that.
Makes full sense.
I'm glad I don't know that.
Pharmacist recommended best sunscreen. You'd think that I would know this being a pasty white guy, but I have no idea.
You know my black ass has no idea. I'm straight up with the dude. Like, I don't
But wait
know.
A minute. You got burned one time and swore never again.
Hawaiian tribe.
I put a hat on.
That's true.
I only got burned on the scalp. The rest of me was fine. It was the top of my head. So now I just rock the hat, man. I have no problems.
Yeah. Miles with the Hawaiian tropic, is that right?
I guess so, yeah.
They actually say Neutrogena.
Oh.
Okay.
I use that soap.
Pharmacist recommended for allergies. What would you guys go?
Allegra.
Miles, what are you guessing?
Oh, God, I don't know anything about allergies. I've never taken that medication.
How do you clear up an allergy? You need to get Claritin clear.
Oh, right.
And as for kids, they say children's Claritin. And this is the big one. This is the Mac Daddy right here. The pharmacist recommended headache medication. There's 100 of them out there.
I feel like they're going to say Tylenol. For me,
they always say Tylenol.
Excedrin.
They always say Tylenol.
They do indeed say Tylenol.
Yeah, I always say Tylenol.
They do recommend it.
Doesn't
over
work for me, but
yeah. There's acetaminophen.
See, that's the problem. There's acetaminophen. What's the ibuprofen? Right.
Correct.
So most people I've met, like, one works better for you than the other.
I've heard that one is better for you than the other. From that,
that's probably true.
Tylenol is not bad for you unless you have alcohol with it.
Right.
So in my mind, like, if I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I've got a screaming headache, I know why I have a screaming headache. I can't take Tylenol.
Exactly. Two men down their plane in the Everglades after suffering engine failure. But what put them in the skies in the first place is something interesting.
What is that now?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile. This is 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.